Hey, it's Overslept Chris Laker, 10:08 a.m. I tried to get up at 8 a.m. Didn't work out. And my cats are not happy about it. They would like me to be feeding them. Especially Mabel. She's the one. Mabel's the one that's like, expects to. They're both up here, Mabel and FOMO. Because they want food. Well, they hang out with whoever's home. If Jacqueline's home, which she's not, she's away, she's coming home tonight. But if she was home, they'd be, and she wasn't in the bed, they'd be where she is. They default to her. I think because she found them at the pound. She's the one that found them, you know, and I think they just kind of, they feel that she's the one that saved them from the pound. I think they would have probably got adopted anyway. Who knows? I can't even think about it. That's so sad that we kill fucking animals in the shelters. Ugh. God, what a bummer. But I don't know what else you're going to do. Ugh. Breaking news on my phone. Explosion in Russia. Oh, jeez. Well, not equipped to handle hard-hitting news, so, you know, watch CNN or something. But, if our heart goes out, me, Mabel, and FOMO, our heart goes out to those in Russia right now. If you're a listener in Russia, or, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they get podcasts in Russia. You know, I think they probably limit their internet. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not sure how things work over there. There's a lot of Russia talk lately. But that's it's like a subway bomb that's fucked up. So, sorry to hear that. I don't know. Man, I'm so beat. I had such a hard time getting up. I was trying to get up at like 8 o'clock. Didn't fucking happen. And here I am. All because I drove all day. Driving's not physically it does. When I drive for like, let's see, I got and left around 11. I got into Brooklyn and I borrowed the car. I don't have a car. I had to borrow it. So I dropped it off in Brooklyn at like 7:30. And then I got home to my apartment like 40 minutes later. That's about right. And Jacqueline wasn't home, so I couldn't watch the finale of Big Little Lies. I'm so curious what's happened. Don't tell me. I have to watch that tonight. Whew. So, sorry, I got nothing interesting to say. You know, I mean, nothing interesting happened to me. I've done that drive before. At least it was a lot of it's on this 113. So you're driving through towns and you see shit. But I've seen it before, so it's not like really scenic or like, oh, wow. I mean, even driving through towns, most of that's strip malls. Or you go through some of these little towns, it's just like a post office and a church. And you're like, man, how do people live in a town like that? Like, where do they go to the movies? Do they go to the movies? But you don't really, I mean, there must there must be another town that's bigger within, not that far away, that they can drive. You're seeing such a small thing. But it does look like that's the whole town. A lot of churches. A lot of shit was closed. I noticed that because Sunday, like, way more stuff closed than I would expect. I didn't realize that was such a common practice outside of, because I guess that's like a maybe small town thing where, like, no, everybody's staying home. We're all going to watch Big Little Lies tonight, so we need to get ready. So no work. It's kind of nice. I wouldn't like to live in a place where everything was closed on Sunday, but still, it's a nice thought. I guess get used to it. If, like, all in New York City closed down on Sunday, like, all the stores, like, everything, like, even 7-Elevens and shit, like, it was just, like, illegal to work on Sunday. That might be a good thing for people. But that's, if that's not very free market, you know, the people would argue you can't tell business not to do business on Sunday. Because if everybody was just like, but if everybody decided it just to do it and it wasn't illegal, it would take like a week before one store was just like, hey, we're open on Sunday. You could, and because people show up to, and then everybody would go to that one store. They wouldn't, unless we really valued our Sundays. Why even make it Sunday? Because it makes it a little too religious. Make it Wednesday. Oh, shit. Now we're talking. Let's take that Sunday. Because Sunday, I'm saying leave the weekend as is. You already got the weekend. But not everybody gets a weekend. That's like, but, you know what I mean? Like, most people work probably different hours than that. But if you got like the 9-to-5 gig, you got the weekend or whatever. The weekend still stays that. I'm saying we add Wednesday as nobody works Wednesday. So you go, if you had a regular job, 9-to-5 job, you would go Monday, Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 4-day work week. But you break it up. Pretty good deal, I think. Most people would be like, nah, give me the 3-day weekend. Nah, dude. Why not have that Friday right there Tuesday? Believe me, you'll thank me for this. Four day work week is more than enough. I mean, I've done jobs. I worked in an office and all that shit. And I worked with construction people. I seen everything. Nobody works most of the time. And if you could take a day out and everybody would be cool. Take out Wednesday. Now Tuesday's no longer the worst day of the week. Wednesday's like not hump day, it's like slump day. And then Thursday, Thursday's still party day, right? Because everybody likes to go out Thursday because it's almost the weekend. Friday, there's not a bad day in the fucking week. Every day is perfect. I think I could run for president on that platform. Of just Wednesday off. and then I would, they would be like, what about everything else? And then I said, I'll do what Bernie does. I said, whatever Bernie says, and I'm giving you Wednesday off. Then when you become president, they're like, you can't do the Wednesday. That would be my, like, fucking Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Then everybody would hate me. And I'd be fucking drummed out of office in one term. Probably get impeached because you know I'm going to do some bullshit. I'm going to have some fun. Well, I wouldn't do any of that. What would I do that would... I would have a lot of... I don't think I would do anything illegal. I would... you could probably get away with smoking weed in the White House as a president. That's no big deal. I just have my friends hang out. It's a lot of work being the president. So that would be a... But I would do it for that Wednesday deal. And I don't even work in an office. I don't even... look at me. I'm waking up at... I'm like, oh, I got to get up at 8. Get up at 10. Doesn't matter. I'm fine. I should get going soon, though. This might be a short show. Because I got to, like, do shit. And I did oversleep. I overslept. And that's why the show is named that. And I should just go. No one's listening anymore anyway. Or everybody is like, half the people that listen are like a few days behind. So think short episodes. Let people get caught up. And I don't really got anything to say. And cats want to eat. I think that was my, you know, my big idea of the day was this. I'm sure other people have thought of it. I'm not saying I'm the first person to think of taking this Wednesday off business. But why aren't we doing it? Jeez. I don't think people have thought of it being that's like mandated everybody day off day. Everybody. Then it becomes about community and being with friends and family. And that's not what I would do with it. I would just hang out at home. But maybe walk in the park. People go out. You can walk in the park. Park's still open. Or is it? You don't have any marshals. Or police. The police can't even work. Firemen can't work it. Nobody works. If there's a fire, too fucking bad. You think firemen don't deserve to be with their family on Happy Wednesday? Happy family, friend time Wednesday? Doctors, no. The hospitals are closed. Everything's closed. Don't turn on the TV. There's no news. There's no... nobody's there to run the station. They're at home. Put on a DVD. Go to Redbox. Get a DVD. Because nothing will be working properly. Because everybody's home. I like it. It might cause some frustration. Might be a few kinks that need to be worked out. But I like it. All right. I'm going to go. So how much time has it been? It's been 14 minutes. You know, this it is what it is, man. I'm not going to force it. I gotta get shit done. But I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, write a review on iTunes. Why the fuck not? Is that such a big deal? It's pretty easy to do. All right, that's it. See you tomorrow. We love you.